Let's talk a little bit about R&D funding, research and development, economic national security. There was a meeting yesterday. This is the group that got together, the Task Force on American Innovation, meeting with the members of Congress to talk about such things. And one of those who was very much involved in this is joining us here on POTUS. He is Senator Gary Peters. He is a Democrat from Michigan. He is now joining us and is tweeting at Sen Gary Peters, at Senator Gary Peters. Senator, welcome. Thanks for being here on POTUS today.
Well, great to be with you, Tim.
Let's, I was looking at your background, and this is first time on, so we're glad to have you on the show, by the way. I was looking at your background, Naval Reserve, a lot of financial advisor. Where'd you get into science and technology? How did that fit into the Gary Peters plan?
Well, it's always been a fascination of mine, and being involved in business, I realized that in order to grow a business, to grow an economy, it's all about innovation, and so that's something I've worked on throughout my career, but now in the Senate, certainly focus on it as absolutely critical for the future of the country, that we have to be the leader when it comes to innovation, and that means making the kinds of investments in basic science that lead to the next big thing, and we just don't know what that is, but the only way we get there is by making these kinds of seed corn investing.
You've made an important point about investment because so many people look about ROI, return on investment, and it seems that it's difficult to actually say, well, this is going to happen as a result of an investment here. Make a case that it's important to invest in technology.
Well, it is. It's difficult to know where it leads if you do it the way that our basic research has been done over the centuries. And that's really just being intellectually curious. You try experiments and things happen. And as a result of that, those discoveries then lead to commercial applications. You think about the big things like the internet. You talk about basic computing, breakthroughs in biological science. A lot of that happens in university laboratories that are engaged in basic scientific research, whether it's biology or chemistry or physics. And then those basic discoveries can then be adapted into commercial applications. And even when you're dealing with something that's not directly related even on Earth, in fact, the University of Michigan did some work on Mars in terms of electrical fields, and people might say, well, how does that help us here on Earth? But it turns out what they learned there actually is directly applicable to protecting the electrical grid here on Earth as well. So it's curiosity-driven that leads to real-life benefits to America.
Again, Senator Gary Peters with us, Democrat from Michigan. I wanted to touch on something else. You're a member of Armed Services, among other committees that you're part of, and I just had to get your take on yesterday's announcement by the president on Iran. The point has been made, and Senator Tim Kaine made this point, that James Mattis, the Secretary of Defense, thought it would probably be a good idea not to get out of this deal right now. What was your reaction to the president's decision that he announced yesterday?
Well, my reaction is one, that we've reneged on the deal with no apparent evidence that the Iranians have been violating any part of the deal. You know, we have very intensive inspections that are being done by the IAEA there and our allies. In fact, that's what we heard. Is I'm a member of the Armed Services Committee, as you mentioned. We've had our leading generals testify that Iran is complying with the agreement and that it wouldn't make sense to leave the agreement. And you have the president take this action and then apparently not having a plan B. So I'm not sure what his plan is now, but it was not something that at least the military folks who have testified before our committee thought that it's something that made sense.
This is the other question that people have raised, is whether or not they feel that the U.S. is safer now as a result of the president's action.
I don't know how that could be the case. I mean, we know that the world was safer with inspections in Iran. We had the world community, especially our European allies, including the Russians and Chinese, that were part of the deal. And we had a very, very robust inspections going on. I certainly hope that those continue and that our allies continue the work in Iran. But I don't know how you could possibly think the world is safer now, particularly in the absence of any kind of plan on the part of the administration. We have not heard what their plan is now that they have walked away from this agreement.
Senator Peters, I wonder, I know you're not part of the Intelligence Committee that's going to be hearing testimony today from Gina Haspel, who is the president's choice to be the next head of the CIA, but I wonder if you have some thoughts on this as this unfolds. I mean, I don't know if this is becoming more and more partisan, the selection of cabinet members, if this is becoming more of a political rather than a competence exercise. Give us your take on the process and how it's unfolding in Washington, maybe not just for her, but other nominees, too.
Well, the process has to be about competence and looking at people's records. And that's what our founders wanted when they gave advice and consent role to the Senate is that we would do the kinds of due diligence and background checks necessary for appointments. You know, traditionally, an administration will do a very in-depth background check before they put candidates up and nominate candidates. We haven't seen that. We've seen this administration nominate candidates, apparently, at times, on the whim of the president, without doing the kind of vetting necessary to make sure that these are appropriate candidates for this position. So, in my mind, the Senate is doing its job, which is to vet candidates thoroughly, make sure the American people know exactly who are going to be placed in these very high-level positions that have tremendous responsibilities, and to shine some light on that and to make sure it's a transparent process. So that's what I'm about, and that's why I'll be watching and listening and following the hearing today.
And again, it wasn't your committee, but I wonder, there were some people who wondered about why it was such a close vote with Mike Pompeo to be the Secretary of State. I mean, he had had a pretty successful run in his the confirmation vote to become the director of the CIA. Was not nearly as contentious, but as Secretary of State, he faced a lot more opposition. And I go to the question is whether it was more partisan than anything else.
Well, I certainly hope it's nonpartisan. That's not the way that I approach it. My problems with him was that he was now going to be the chief diplomat for the United States. If you look at the comments that he's made through his career, they are certainly not diplomatic in any stretch of the imagination. So I think that he's kind of over his head when it comes to the Secretary of State. It had nothing to do with politics. It's about looking at his record, looking at the statements that he's made in the past, and thinking that we could do better.
Let's circle back to where we started, Senator, on American innovations and investments. Where is the money going to come from for that? And are there any measures, yours or otherwise, that might further the cause of investing in technology moving forward?
Well, right now, we actually spend a very small percentage of the GDP on R&D investment from the federal government. It's a historically low amount, less than 1%. Traditionally, it's much higher than that. Back during the 1960s, it was closer to 2%. And you'll look at the types of innovations that came out of that period of scientific research, and you can just follow the economic growth as a result of that. And the issue right now is that the United States is falling behind other countries that are investing substantial money into R&D investment, particularly the Chinese. The Chinese are focused on this. They understand that this is the future of their economy. It is a robust investment, and if we lose out to Chinese innovation, that's going to hurt the U.S. economy and hurt American workers. So to me, we have to look at this as an investment, and the fact that it ends up generating more revenue in the long run if you are putting new products on the market, particularly new innovative products, things like the Internet, came out of federal investment through the Department of Defense, and we know how that's transformed not only our economy but the world's economy.
Now, this is something that you've been able to work across the aisle on, too, right? I mean, didn't you work with Senator Cory Gardner on this?
I did. Senator Gardner from Colorado is my colleague working when we passed the American Innovation and Competitiveness Act. We hosted the roundtable today with members of chambers of commerce and companies around the country. You know, in my mind, this should not be a partisan issue. This should be something where we come together, find common ground, and make common sense investments in the future of the country. And the scientific enterprise right now is very strong with American universities across our country. They are a place where people want to go for research, and that should not be a partisan issue. And certainly, Senator Gardner and I do not look at this as partisanship in any way, but just realize it's the best thing for our country.
And we've talked a lot this week about National Education Week, and National Teachers Day was just the other day. And part of the reason we bring it up is because there's been an increased emphasis on the importance of STEM, science, technology, engineering, math, and education. What is the status of that, and how is that? Is there anything in the pipeline, if you will, in the Senate right now?
Well, part of our American Innovation Competitiveness Act included provisions to expand STEM education and to make sure that particularly minorities and women were involved in STEM. There's a really untapped potential there, as well as looking for additional resources to go in that area. You know, it's interesting, during the roundtable that we had yesterday, in fact, that was a primary point made by some of the participants, is that it's absolutely critical that we're training Americans in these fields that are going to be the next generation of scientists and engineers. And right now, our system is not training enough, and Americans don't seem to be as interested in these fields as they should. But the important thing to remember is if you are in these fields, these lead to great jobs, great careers, and are also critically important for the future of our country.
Is that something that you find especially in the state of, that you represent? I mean, is that something that you see more and more of, or is it something that you see that more and more is needed in Michigan?
Well, more and more is needed in Michigan and across the country, particularly when it comes to advanced education in science and engineering. You know, I was at a commencement ceremony just a week or so ago at one of our major engineering schools, and there were, out of the 1,000 graduates, about 250 were graduate students, so whether master's degrees or PhDs. The vast majority of those students walking across the stage were from countries other than the United States, and they're likely going to go back to those countries and likely compete with us. That's why we've got to make sure we have our folks who are interested in those fields and get the training to be able to take roles in STEM fields.
What did you tell the graduates? Be yourself, or did you have any words of wisdom?
Well, my words is that I think we are living at potentially one of the most interesting times in human history. If you look at some of the advances, whether it's self-driving cars, which is a big deal in Michigan, or synthetic biology or quantum computing, there are going to be incredible advances in the future. But to always remember the human element when it comes to those, as future scientists and engineers, that there's a human component and a direct impact on our society. It's not about just creating a new technology, but also understanding how it's going to impact our daily lives.
All right. Well, well said. Senator, I appreciate you spending time with us on POTUS today. Thanks so much.
Oh, great to be with you. Thank you so much.
That is Senator Gary Peters, Democrat from Michigan, talking a little bit about R&D, a bit of the issues of the day, as well as some of the projects that he's been working on long term, as he said, across the aisle with people like Senator Cory Gardner, who's a Republican from Colorado. Senator Peters, again, Democrat from Michigan, is tweeting at Sen Gary Peters, at S-E-N-G-A-R-Y-P-E-T-E-R-S.